All right, so as always, make sure that you give yourself a lot of time, that you don't hasten the process. In fact, it is not up to you to do the meditation. It is up to you to allow the meditation to happen. Always remember that you don't do anything. Ideally, you just wait in the present. And as you wait in the present, this whole thing called meditation just unfolds by itself. So initially, it may be a bit frustrating because there may be a lot of thoughts, maybe many things happening. The past may be catching up with you or whatever. The body may not be entirely comfortable. But just be patient with yourself. Adjust your posture if you have to. And make sure you have this kind of gentle attitude towards yourself that allows you to de-stress, allows you to settle down, allows you to feel comfortable in your own skin. And this becomes then very delightful after a while. Make sure you enjoy this process as it unfolds, the sense of calming down, just waiting, just enjoying the present as it is. And again, whatever disturbances there may be on the outside, remember all those disturbances are just nature, whether it is people or it is nature itself or animals or the wind, everything is just part of nature. There's nothing there to resist, nothing there to be upset about. Just allow it as if it flows through you. There's nothing to do with you. And then it becomes like a minimal disturbance. You just go with the flow or whatever it is. And then hopefully your mindfulness will remain nicely and established through the ups and downs. as the mind just continues slowly to calm down, identify more and more with just the knowing, just the awareness itself. And everything else becomes like something on the screen of perception. Thoughts arise and pass away. Perceptions arise and pass away. And you are just the one who observes the whole show. And the more you do this, the more ability you have to just to be aware, the more things calm down. It's like you stop identifying so much with the process, and you identify more with the knowing instead. Okay, everyone, so coming close to the end of the meditation, as always, to spend a few moments just to review the meditation again today, trying to understand how the process works. There you are. So are there any questions or comments or anything? This is your chance to fire away. So everyone is okay? Okay, thank you. Yeah. Hello, excuse me. How do I get rid of the screen? I can't see the question properly. I'm not used to this fancy thing, so yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone here want to say anything before we go outside? Everyone okay? All right. So we have a couple of questions from outside. Number one, as a beginner, what are most important efforts we can do instead of going to terms like jhana and stuff? I'm dealing with agitation and negative emotions during meditation, such as fear. Forget about jhanas, forget about all of those things, because they are results rather than things that we should aim for. And what you should aim for is putting all the causes into place. And if you put the causes into place in the right way, then they are the result of that. So if you're dealing with agitation, basically, this is what meditation, an important part of meditation is about. It's about overcoming agitation. Mindfulness of breathing is specifically meant for overcoming agitation of the mind. But very often it's useful to try to understand where that agitation comes from. Everything has a cause, everything has a condition. There's a reason why you agitate it. And very often it may be something that troubles you in life. There may be something that, if you have fear, it means that you are thinking about the future in a particular way. Yeah, you are afraid of the future. Fear is always about the future. So how can you think about the future differently? One of the beautiful things about being on the spiritual path, following the Buddha's advice, is that every one of us is heading for a positive future. That is the result of practicing the spiritual path. And it doesn't really matter so much what happens in the world or whatever, because we are building up the causes within us for a good future. That's kind of very hopeful, yeah? And the more you think like that, the more your fears will be alleviated. And maybe that will also reduce some of your agitation and anxiety at the same time if you do that. There's a reason for these things, it's just a matter of kind of directing your mind away from that in a new way, and then these things will gradually fall away. So try to understand why they are there. That's the first thing. Then, once you understand why, you can take a countermeasure. Number two, Gloria Wong. Hello, Gloria. How to deal with intense desires that come up in meditation? I used to suppress them because of fear. Now I don't do that anymore, and I often feel overpowered by them. Desires are usually about some kind of hope for the future, somewhere we want to go in the future. And it is a sense that this future is somehow meaningful, it's somehow interesting. But the reality is that the real future is the one we create during meditation. That's where we really create the future. All those desires, what they want to create is a future that is not really particularly useful. it is often a very empty kind of future. It's a future in the realm of the five senses. It is more of the same, not really going anywhere. But the future that we really want is a future where we feel at ease, you feel content, you feel happy, you feel wise, you have a sense of compassion for people in the world, you understand the nature of the world. That is the future you want to create. That is a future that is meaningful. And once you understand where the future is made, those desires tend to fall away. The world is inherently unreliable. What you are desiring is like a mirage, something that can never be attained. What can be attained is the future you develop in meditation itself. So once you understand what matters in life, what really is important, the true purpose of this sort of existence, you stop desiring the empty stuff, and instead you just desire to be here and now, to be peaceful, to watch the breath and these kind of things. So try to just understand, you have to use your wisdom faculty here to try to understand what is really worthwhile. And the more you understand that, the more those desires will start to fall away. Okay, everyone, that is all for today. So let's just pay homage to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.